What is the calculus when it comes to war and the killing of civilians? How are the decisions made about what to target and the possible human costs? We want to look at some of those questions from both a U.S. and Israeli perspective now, and we're going to start with our Pentagon correspondent, Tom Bowman. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Layla.
So is there a calculation? I mean, you've covered the U.S. military for a long time. Is there a calculation about how much civilian death is okay in the collateral of war?
Well, first of all, let's look at how decisions are made. And we have to step back and say, listen, many times you're going to find civilians on the battlefield, especially if you're fighting in a city. These are the toughest places to fight. Now, the key word here is targeting. Targeting civilians is a war crime. But what if you're targeting a military site and there are civilians nearby? So it comes down to this. Is the military gain proportionate to the loss of civilian life? Or is what you achieved in an airstrike or bombing worth those deaths?
So, Tom, you covered the years of war in Afghanistan when there were civilian casualties. What was your experience with that? Is there an actual number that the U.S. military has as the acceptable number of lives lost when they're targeting something?
Well, it depends on the target. There is an actual number or a calculus that is made by military. So if a target is, let's say, some mid-level Al-Qaeda fighter or Hamas planner, you may say 5 civilian deaths is acceptable. Now, with bin Laden, you may say many dozens. The numbers are classified, and the higher that number is, you likely have a general, maybe even a president deciding. Each military works it out on their own. Mm-hmm. I spoke with a retired senior American officer about all this, and he said there's no clear arbiter. Oftentimes, the number of civilians killed is something ultimately public opinion will decide. Another said it's what he called a reasonable person standard. So yes, calculations are made ahead of time, and the numbers of civilian losses weighed. You know, but this is war. The outcome is not always known, or the intelligence isn't correct. And that leads directly to tragedies on the ground.
Tom, we've seen the use of civilians before as part of warfare. Certainly, it's a tactic militant groups have used when going up against conventional armies. Can you say more about that?
Well, I've seen it with my own eyes. On a smaller scale in Afghanistan, Taliban fighters would begin to plant roadside bombs under the watchful eye of, let's say, a drone. But they would have kids all around them, and the Americans wouldn't fire. And when there was an instance of numerous civilian casualties at the hands of a U.S. attack, reporters like myself would go to the scene, talk to the villagers, and you'd see in the rubble toys or shoes. And then you go to press U.S. officials about what happened. Now, sometimes it's bad intelligence or mistakes or also troops under fire, and you have to quickly make a decision to take down that building, maybe not knowing there are civilians in the basement. But what makes this war in Gaza so challenging, it's densely packed. Hamas has a history of operating from civilian areas very different from what I witness in places like Afghanistan, where there are wide open spaces, maybe a small compound. Mm-hmm. Right here, it's much more challenging and much more deadly for civilians.
Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.